What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the show. As I sit down and hit record on today's episode, we are officially a couple days away from Thanksgiving here and kind of the end of November, heading into December and kind of rounding out the rest of the holiday season. It's kind of trippy to say that out loud, to think that we're already in the holidays and that they're going to be coming to an end before we know it. But I feel like that happens every damn year, man. It's like you hit October, you get Halloween in, and then before you know it, Thanksgiving's here, and then you're doing Christmas stuff and New Year's Eve stuff, and you got holiday parties, and there's just a ton of things that can happen this time of the year, but it always goes by so fucking fast. And I feel like as I look at the date today and as I look at the rest of my week and the rest of the year, it just feels like that every year, especially as we get a little bit older. I know that's cliche to say, but I say all these things because I know a lot of people can kind of feel me on that level as well, but this is a unique time of the year because there can be a lot of stress, a lot of, frustrations, a lot of just change in mindset, especially as it pertains to your nutrition and your fitness and how we treat ourselves, how we talk to ourselves. What priorities, kind of take place and kind of restructuring of our priorities this time of the year. And with that can bring a lot of stress and anxiety of around, people making different nutrition selections or being exposed to different foods or having, more alcohol or holiday parties or navigating different social situations, missing exercises, getting less steps with the shorter days and colder days. Like this is just a unique time of the year where, at least for a lot of people, like the exposure, the availability to food and celebrations and the overconsumption of stuff. And at the same time, having that take away from people's ability to get enough sleep or to get their meal prep done for the week, or, maybe they're traveling more and they're eating, more meals away from home, right? Or maybe they're missing more workouts or not able to get to their workouts like they normally do and aren't getting enough steps in throughout the course of the day or aren't meeting their normal baselines of what they have for themselves. Like that could be very stressful for a lot of people and can be very difficult for people to give themselves a little bit of grace and, just difficult, like giving themselves a break sometimes, right? And I'm saying all this because I've had a few coaching calls today and check-ins this week. For those of you who don't know, I'm a dietitian. We work with clients and kind of get them ready and come up with plans for the week and have them on a program that's conducive to their goals and acknowledging trade-offs and the things that they want to do and the things that they're working towards. Like the holidays could be kind of a stressful time for people. It could be a difficult time to navigate some of these situations and travel and, social environments that they might find themselves in or decisions around food. And this week is, for me, kind of filled with a lot of reminders and a lot of just checking in with people and helping them come up with a plan that they feel good with going into the rest of this week and even just going into the rest of the year. And this podcast episode was kind of inspired by a couple conversations that I had today and conversations that I know I'm going to have the rest of this week and even just the rest of this year with people in my DMs or on, the Q&As that we run every week and all the interactions that I get to have with people. Like there's just a lot of reminders, a lot of conversations, a lot of things that I think are worth talking about this time of the year, just because it's a little bit more unique and this season of life brings a little bit more unique challenges compared to March to April, right, in people's lives, or maybe that's less busy or less chaotic, or there's less going on, there's less travel, and there's less, situations where they find themselves outside of their normal routine. Like the holidays are just a very unique time of the year where it can be very difficult to continue to prioritize your health and fitness. And, as I say all these things, I can't help but think that there's just a spectrum of where people are currently existing or operating at. And a lot of people can kind of, change places or add or subtract or be in different parts of this spectrum, so to speak. But I just can't help but think that a lot of my messaging, a lot of my conversations, a lot of the podcasts that I've, been putting out, like a lot of it is kind of geared towards a couple different camps. And again, there's a spectrum where people are existing on all different ends of this spectrum. But for a lot of people and a lot of people that listen to this podcast, a lot of people that consume my content and a lot of the clients that I work with, like there's a lot of people out there that I find myself, sharing messages and talking about things like, It's okay if we're missing workouts this week. It's okay if we get more rest and recovery. And it's okay if you let your foot off the gas a little bit, or if you're not so hard on yourself this time of the year. Like, it's okay if the rules and kind of rigidity of your plan and things like aren't as prevalent or as forefront or on the top of your mind this time of the year as you're prioritizing and doing different things, right? It's okay to be more flexible. It's okay to take some sets off or to get less steps in. It's okay to indulge and to eat and to enjoy a lot of the foods that, you know, you normally don't have in your nutrition regimen. Like, talking to people and giving them permission. And again, it's not that I need to give you permission. Like, you are the one that needs to give yourself permission. But just as a reminder, it's like, there's a lot of people out there that really need to hear the message of like, it's okay if you're not perfect, or if you're not dialed in, or if you're not doing what you normally do this time of the year. And I found myself saying that over and over again over the last couple of weeks, as I'm sitting here talking about this on this podcast today, as I'm checking with my clients this week. Like, a lot of people overwhelmingly need to hear that message and just need to be reminded that there are different seasons of your life where maybe you can put more or less effort in, depending on what's important to you and depending on what situation you find yourself in. And I think more often than not, it's weeks like this week, you know, and again, this is just a reminder that like there are, opportunities where, you know, maybe things are more out of your control and you're not able to give the most effort or the same amount of effort that you normally, you know, are giving your nutrition, your fitness, all the things that you're putting into kind of your health bucket for the week. But this is a week, this is kind of a time in people's lives where being less rigid, being less hard on themselves, being a little bit more open-minded and enjoying things a little bit more, tracking or less tracking, right? Like, not being overly meticulous with getting their workouts in or getting their perfect, you know, meal plan in for the week and getting their macros and, you know, getting their perfect 10,000 steps every day. Like, having the expectation that you're going to be perfect during some of these weeks, I think is just, it's not fair to you. It's not fair to the person who is overly concerned with getting all of these things in. And again, it's not as simple as me just sitting here and saying, oh yeah, like, just be a little more carefree and enjoy the, you know, the moments that you have this week and all the memories that you get to make. But I do think that that's where the conversation starts. And I do think that if you're not hearing that message in the first place, like, you're more likely to be overly stressed, overly kind of like mentally abusive to yourself, more likely to take things way more seriously than they need to be this week. And you'll be less likely to give yourself permission to be more flexible and to enjoy the occasions and the experiences and the friends and the food and all the fun shit that comes this time of the year. Like a lot of times people will go through these weeks and look back on them and be like, fuck man, like I was way too uptight and concerned and stressed. And you know, the scale being up 3 pounds the day after Thanksgiving, like fuck with me way more. And those are things that took away from the experience as a whole. Like, those are the things that you look back on a 3-4 day stretch and you're like, you have a little bit of regret of how you handled some of those situations. And a lot of this takes some trial and error. And again, like, you hearing some of these messages and you having these hard conversations with yourself, but just know that you are not alone in thinking that way, right? There's a lot of people out there that, again, need to hear some of these messages this time of the year who, if we are being real, like, we'll have a better quality of life, not overly stressing about a lot of this stuff. And that's a message that I want to get across today, because the other end of this spectrum, right? Like, there is still an overwhelmingly amount of people who exist on the other side of this, a camp that needs to kind of get into the idea that, you know, this isn't an opportunity to just treat your body like a fucking garbage disposal for the rest of the year. Like, you just completely ignoring, not lifting, not thinking about your nutrition, saying yes to literally everything, overindulging, over drinking, binge drinking on the weekends, right? Like, just treating your body like a pile of shit. Like, that's also not what people should be doing. It's not the message that we're portraying here either. And I think there's a large camp out there that needs to hear the things like, hey, do things that are a little bit more uncomfortable for you, or be more mindful and have a plan going into some of these things, and be a little bit more persistent and aggressive, and find ways to get your workouts in, or carve out times to get more steps in, or building your plate around a protein source and a plant, or not going back for seconds. Maybe after, you know, you got your full plate, maybe you wait 10 minutes. And then if you're actually hungry, then you can go back for more protein or some extra stuff that you're eating. Or maybe you don't need to try all three pies at your Thanksgiving dinner, and maybe you just stick to one, right? Like, there are opportunities for people to hear the message of like, you should be taking this shit more seriously, or you should put more effort in this week, or maybe you would benefit from, doing things a little bit differently this time around, because what you've been doing in the past has gotten you to a place where you're feeling, you know, not very confident or frustrated or just like really shitty because you don't feel very good, right? Your digestion is all fucked up. You don't like the way you look. You don't like the way you feel. You don't like the way you perform in the gym or in the sports that you play. Like, man, like, maybe doing things differently is warranted, and you being more intentional with stuff this time of the year, more intentional with things this week, having more of a plan, having more structure, setting boundaries around things, like, that might actually be the thing that you need to be hearing. And I've had plenty of conversations this past week and even with clients this week where, you know, there is a plan going into Thanksgiving. Like, there is some structure, there is some direction of like what we're doing to account for what we're doing at Thanksgiving dinner, or when we get to Thanksgiving dinner, how we're going to approach that. You know, just kind of having some structure around when and what we eat, and, you know, if someone is tracking food or not, or what types of foods we might get more or less of on Thanksgiving Day, or what types of exercise or movement or cardio sessions or lifting sessions we might get in this week, and still prioritizing that and not missing that because, you know, the week is kind of fucked up and there's a lot of stuff going on, and you lifting is going to be a good, helpful part of that, and another health-seeking behavior that you can look back and reflect on at the end of the week and be proud of the fact that you were able to do that, right? Like, there are so many examples and so many just situations that people might find themselves in where maybe they need to hear the message of like, no, you need to be a little bit more intentional and mindful and just aware of what's going in your body and what you're doing this week, because there is a good chance that, you know, if you haven't been doing that leading up to this week or the following week or going into the rest of the year, like, some people could have a 2 to 3 month stretch where they're gaining 3 to 6 pounds, and they do that every year around the holidays because it's just a fucking free for all every time. And there's no plan, and people are less, you know, consistent, and they're more lenient with not being, you know, dialed in with some of their targets or some of the things that are taking care of their health and making sure that they're, you know, having some form of like health seeking, health promoting behaviors around times where it can be more difficult to make that a priority, right? So just as I was going through a lot of my calls today, and even just when I've been posting social media content and talking about a lot of some of this stuff, like, I feel like I'm bouncing back and forth between speaking to these two different camps. And again, there's camps in between them, and there's a spectrum, right? And it's not a perfect scenario here, but making a generalization where it's like, hey, some people need to hear the message of like, chill out, relax. It's okay if you miss a workout. You've been really dialed in and things have been going really well, and this is a good time to kind of like reset or to have a diet break or to let the foot off the gas so you can step on the gas a little bit harder, you know, come the beginning part of December or as you go into January. Like, there are a lot of people that need to hear that message. And then again, on the other side, it's like, no, people need to kick their shit in gear and to actually take the shit seriously and to continue to prioritize their health and fitness, because no one else is going to do that shit for them. And hearing this message of like, you should do these things, even though it's difficult, even though it's outside your comfort zone, even though it's a little bit, you know, more difficult and it's not as easy as what the next week or 2 weeks or month might look like, man, you know who you are. Like, sitting here listening, like, you know what message you need to hear more than the other. And I just want to give you the reminder. I want to be the person that doesn't necessarily beat around the bush and helps you start conversations in your mind that are going to help you be productive and proud of what this week might look like and what the finishing, you know, month of this year is going to look like. And one of the questions that I've been asking, again, a lot of my clients, even myself over the last couple of days or so now, is what do you want your week to look like going forward? Like when you reflect on your week come Monday or Tuesday, assuming, you know, you're listening to this, it's around Thanksgiving, but insert any holiday or whatever occasion. But imagine you're sitting here a few days before Thanksgiving and you're asked the question of like, how do you want your week to go? Like, how do you want to feel this week? Like when you get to Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and you reflect back on what your week of travel or Thanksgiving or fuck, some people are just working for, you know, 3 12-hour shifts over the holidays. It's like any context that we're talking about is pertinent to this question here. It's like, how do you want to feel? Or what do you want to look back and what do you want to say you're proud of, you know, after you've finished the rest of this week? I think that could be a good guiding question and a way for people to be introspective and to think about what I want the next few days to look like, what I want the next week to look like, what you want the next month to look like. You can apply this to all different types of time frames. It could be a day, it could be 4 or 5 days, it could be the next month or so. You know, and you sitting here January 1st and reflecting back, oh yeah, from Thanksgiving week up until New Year's Eve, like I'm proud of X, Y, and Z, and I'm proud of the plan and the things that I was able to implement and keep as part of my routine or add to my routine, because now I'm sitting in a spot where I can add to that even more. I'm not feeling like a bag of shit here on New Year's Day and feeling like I need to completely start over. It's like looking at the end of this week, I just want you to ask yourself, like, what do you want to feel like? Like, how do you want to think about the last week? And, you know, what do you want to say you're proud of yourself for? And those are things that you can start to just think out loud or think to yourself or talk to your partner about and think about a plan. Think about action items. Think about things that, you know, situations you'll find yourself in and how you navigate those things. Like, what future you is going to be proud of. And I think that could be something that is really helpful because some people might hear that question and they're like, yeah, you know what? Like maybe thinking here the next couple of weeks, like for me personally, like we had a travel weekend this last weekend. I'm traveling again for a couple of days. We're going to go to my wife's family's little rural city here in the state that we live in. We're going to stay there a couple of nights. You know, when I think about what food and Thanksgiving and all these things are going to look like, it's like, I want to look back and think like, yeah, you know what? I got a run in. I got a cardio session in and that felt good because the weather is going to be nice. And every night after dinner, we got a walk in. We took the dogs out together. Or maybe we got a morning or a mid-afternoon walk or something before, you know, before dinner. I want to look back and think, yeah, you know what? Like I enjoyed the food. Like I didn't track, I didn't stress about anything. I actually, you know, ate and did all the things I wanted to do, but didn't go overboard. I didn't stuff myself. I didn't say yes to everything. Like I want to eat in a way that makes me feel good in the moment, but also makes me feel good an hour or 2 hours after Thanksgiving dinner or the next morning. Right. And, you know, after I get home from that trip, we have a Thanksgiving dinner on Friday night with my family then. And the same stuff applies. Like maybe I get my workout in and I want to be able to continue to take a, you know, the next 3, 4, 5 days off of food tracking and just being more mindful, chewing my food really thoroughly, de-stressing or just chilling out when I can, like enjoying the time spent with my family and friends. Like my definition and my version of what the next few days, you know, looks like, it might have some similarities, but might be very different from other people where maybe some people are sitting here thinking like, oh no, you know what? Like I'm kind of setting myself up for a fat loss phase and I've been really good and diligent and tracking my food. I'm finally in a routine. It's not that big of a deal. And it's something I think could be really helpful. And I'm actually really curious about how much I'm actually eating on Thanksgiving and how much we actually consume on holidays like this. So I can be more intentional with Christmas and New Year's and holiday parties coming up. And maybe I want to track and do my best guess, like retroactively tracking at the end of the day, just to kind of see. And maybe I'm planning my meals and my meal prep and some of the foods and things that I'm eating before some of these bigger meals to account for the extra calories that I'm going to be consuming that I don't normally have. So I'm not in a huge surplus by the end of the week and, you know, getting more steps in and hitting my 10,000 steps every day and still getting my four workouts in. Like, somebody might sit here and say all those things and, like, in a good headspace, like, that is a beautiful plan. That is a super awesome plan. And I think that's a practical thing for some people where, again, there's another person that's listening to some of these options and they're like, no, you know what? Like, me not thinking about this at all could be really helpful. Or maybe I've been so neurotic and so overly concerned and so stressed. And, you know, for me, like, having a little few bites of the stuffing is super scary for me because carbs are bad. And I've kind of bought into this mindset or this messaging that's been fed to me for so long, and actually giving myself permission to eat some of these foods and enjoying some of these foods. And, you know, maybe for somebody not, you know, binging or overeating on some of these meals or some of these types of experiences that they're going to be in, maybe that's their version of success or what, you know, what might make them proud by the end of the week. So again, there's so many options here, but at the end of the day, I want people to ask themselves, like, what do you want out of the next few days? Like, what do you want to reflect on and be damn proud of yourself for you having accomplished? And fuck, even if you don't hit that plan perfectly, which, let's be real, nobody's going to, or most people aren't going to be sitting here and executing the plan perfectly, you know, like, that's just something that doesn't happen. But you thinking about it beforehand, you thinking about it maybe a little bit more in the moment, you knowing that you're going to be kind of reflective, you know, after the fact, like, that person that takes the time to do that and to think, or to think about, like, how their week is going to be structured and what opportunities that they have to stack up wins throughout some of these holiday experiences, like, that person is going to be likely more successful and more, you know, more on top of it and enjoy and experience all the cool things that this time of the year brings. They're probably going to feel better about themselves coming Sunday, you know, Monday morning, compared to the people who didn't think about any of that at all and who aren't really focusing on what they could be doing or what types of things might be important and pertinent to their life right now. And have those people, you know, like, get to Friday, Saturday, and they just feel like a walking bowling ball, right? Because you just feel so bloated and stuffed and overly full and, you know, just kind of like a bag of shit because, you know, you ate and you did something completely outside your normal routine and there wasn't any thought put into that, right? Like, even if that does happen and that's you by, you know, next week, like, still, like, life fucking moves on. Like, I know you. I know you're going to be able to get back in a routine that you feel comfortable with. And those 2 days, that one day, it's really not significant in the grand scheme of things. So, moral of the story today is it's the next few days, this week, the rest of this year, like, there's a lot of opportunities that you have to make that a little better or to, you know, put small deposits into your health bucket, right? And to do things that are going to make you feel better and to do things that, you know, future you are going to be able to look back on and be proud of and to be able to build on instead of feel like they have to start over again. And I want people to get more in the routine of trying to make the best of whatever situations that they find themselves in. And also doing things kind of outside of their comfort zone and doing things in a way that they're exploring a little trial and error, you know, being a little bit more intentional with stuff that, you know, maybe they don't always normally do that could be a real benefit for you going forward. And just doing things that are hard for you instead of doing things that are secretly easy for you, that are really hard for other people and thinking that you're doing things really well. Like, that can be great. Of course, you're doing things that could be awesome and, you know, other people might find difficult, but do things that are hard for you. Like, have honest and hard conversations. Do or have actions or come up with a plan or talk to yourself in a way that is maybe a little bit different that you know is productive for you going forward. And man, I think when more people do that and when more people put energy and think about this stuff, and I'm not saying let this run your life and have this be the thing you're thinking about 24/7 as you're going into the holiday weekend, right? But again, that goes into, like, what do you need more of? Do you need more plan? Do you need more structure? Do you need more reinforcement to make better decisions this week? Or Do you need more of not thinking about anything at all? Or do you need more permission to kind of chill the fuck out for a little bit, to enjoy the moment, to not overly stress about some of these things? And, you know, whether you're on one end of the spectrum or the other or somewhere in the middle, like, do things that, you know, you're going to be proud of yourself for, and do things in a way where you're just going to enjoy this holiday season a little bit more than you normally do. And I think that everybody has the potential to improve on, you know, their normal routine or what they normally do this time of the year. But again, it comes from being brutally honest with yourself and coming up with just a plan or some thoughts around what might actually be helpful and productive for you at the end of the day. So it's just some things that have been on my mind as of recent that I really just wanted to kind of try and articulate some thoughts around. I feel like I probably said a lot of similar things over and over again, but I want to get the point across that, like, you know, you are the person that probably knows what you need to do the most. And me, your coach, you know, your doctor, your best friend, your mom, like, man, we could say, you know, all of these things, or we could help you, or we could be an active listener. But at the end of the day, like, you got to make these decisions for yourself, and you've got to come to a place where, you know, you're making these decisions for yourself and not everybody else. And you're doing things in a way where you're helping yourself, and you're making future you a little bit more, you know, badass, and a little bit more resilient, and a little less stressed about a lot of the small things that can come this time of the year. So I hope this message resonated a little bit with you. And again, whether you're listening to this episode in November before Thanksgiving, or you're listening to this in fucking May or something of next year, like, these situations, you know, whether it's a trip, a vacation, a long extended weekend getaway, different types of holidays, the 4th of July, a boat weekend, like, there's so many situations that you'll find yourself in where you can ask yourself these questions. And you can just ask yourself the question of, like, what do you want this experience to look like? What do you think you need most out of that? What do you think future you is going to be proud of, you know, reflecting on over the you know, time period of you doing some of these things? And I think that you know the answers to those questions, and you are going to be more likely to execute on that if you're honest and if you're able to actually come up with a plan before you go into some of these situations, instead of just being a fucking free-for-all all the time, which, you know, a lot of people can find themselves in. So hopefully that made sense. I wanted to talk about some of the things that I've been seeing and some of the trends and the messaging that, you know, I've been communicating as of recent. And I do think this is a special time of the year where, you know, a lot of people just need permission to, you know, to chill out and to enjoy their time and to not be overly stressed about things, but also to have those reminders that, like, hey, you know what, lifting and following your plan, doing things that make you feel good, like practicing mindful eating, like getting your steps in, like not just, not thinking about your health and fitness at all. Like, you know that that's not a good strategy either. And if you've done that ever in the past before, in the holidays in the past, like, you know how easy that can be. So still making it a priority is really helpful, but let's exist somewhere in the middle. Let's exist in an area that you feel good, you feel comfortable with, and that, you know, you're going to be damn proud of yourself for doing and implementing, because it's going to be easier the more often you do this going forward in the future. So hopefully that made a little bit of sense. And yeah, I think I'll leave this podcast on that note. But if you ever have any questions or ever need anything from me, please don't be afraid to reach out to me. Just send me a DM on Instagram. I'm always here if you need anything. But most importantly, enjoy the time, the memories, all the cool things that come with Thanksgiving, Christmas, holiday parties. Like, this is really a special time of the year. We don't get to do a lot of these things very often. So enjoy them as they come and enjoy the experiences themselves. I know food is part of that experience. Absolutely. Like, Thanksgiving is centered around food, essentially. But appreciate all of the other cool things that these holidays and these experiences have to offer as well. The good conversations, the good company, you know, practicing gratitude and doing a lot of the stuff that can come from these holidays outside of what you put in your mouth at the end of the day. Okay, cool. Well, until next time, remember to use the purpose, train with attention, think with confidence. You work towards your nutrition and fitness goals. Appreciate you listening to this one if you made it all the way through. I'll see you on the next episode, and we'll talk soon. Peace. Thank you again for listening to this episode. If you found value and enjoyed it, it would mean the world to me if you posted a screenshot to your social media. If you do, make sure you tag me so I can say thanks. Or if you're on iTunes, scrolling down and leaving a 5-star review would be much appreciated. And if you ever want to get in touch with me, you can always find me on Instagram at LukeSmithRD. Thanks again for tuning in, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. I'll see you on the next episode.